Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, Without Jesus, You Won't Make Heaven, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled God's Answers in Troubled Times, from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34.
Bye. It is God that has power in heaven, and it's God who has power on earth. Just God is just waiting to hear your call. Did you realize that? God's waiting to hear your call. Well, I called and He didn't answer. Oh, friend, listen, it's not on your timetable. It's on His. He always shows up at the right time and always does the right thing. You can always depend upon God. And I'm glad today He will answer and He will declare today that He will be with you and go with you through whatever you're facing in life today. Whatever you shall ask in His name, He says, I will do it. That's a promise in John 14. Whatsoever you shall ask in My name, I will do it. Did you grab that? Whatsoever you ask in My name, I will do it. Now that means that you've got to lay aside your doubt. You've got to lay aside today your flesh. You've got to lay aside your thoughts of the world. You've got to lay aside your agenda. You've got to lay aside everything that you have bound up, hung up, and everything everybody else has told you and you all rung out with. You've got to lay all that aside. And today you've got to lift up the name of God and declare today whatsoever God you said. I believe by faith, by your word, by your presence of the Holy Spirit, whatever you said, you will do. And folks, when we get in position of faith and we declare before a mighty God, Lord, I believe today. I will not be swayed by the left nor the right. I will not be swayed today by politics or governments. I will not be swayed today by family or friends. As for me and my house, we will serve God. Amen. Praise God. See, you have a choice that you're going to make today. You can remain the same or you can trust the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Trust is not what you say. Trust is what you do. Hear that. Trust is not what you say. Trust is what you do. Amen. Trust is where you place your focus. Faith today is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So let me tell you today, you can have victory in sin, over sin today. Whatever today you're facing, God's got a victory for you today. I'm in anxiety. I'm in panic. I'm in this. I'm in that. I'm in stress. I'm anxiety. I'm sick. I'm this. I'm that. God can bring you out of that. Because we serve an able God who's bigger than whatever you're in and whatever you're facing today. I don't care how big it gets, and I don't care how bad it gets, and I don't care how deep it gets. It's God who delivers, amen. It's God who's on the throne. You're not today in God's will if today you're continually living and controlled by worry. I run into people every day, and I tell you what, the coin phrase in America today within the ranks of Christianity is, I'm worried. Folks, listen. I know we're concerned about our world situation, but I'm talking about we're worried about everything. We're not getting sleep, rest to our body. We're not eating properly. We're doing it because we're consumed with worry. We're worrying about our finances. We're worrying about our family. We're worrying about this. Folks, listen, why don't you start praying as much as you're worrying? Maybe if we pray more, the worry level would go down, huh? Yeah. See, folks, the Bible is your blueprint today for living in peace with God and not to live in worry. Now, I told you a moment ago, worry is not honoring God. Worry is sin. God's not pleased when you worry. So you don't have to live in tension, turmoil, and you don't have to pop Tylenols every day. Amen. So how did I do that? How did I live in a stress-free life? I mean, preacher, you're going to go just shut yourself up. You're going to move into the woods and become a hermit. What are you going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast all my care upon Him because He cares for me. That's my solution today, and it can be your solution too. When you start trusting God, putting your faith in God, casting everything on God, when you come to an altar and start praying and you don't get up until the relief comes, amen. Come on, church. God's greater than whatever your crisis is that you're facing. God is greater than whatever mountain you're having to climb. God is greater today than whatever giant that you're in combat with today. God is greater than any sickness that has gripped your body today. God is greater today than any problem that you can face in life. Because you've got to remember what God's Word has said. Call unto Me and I will answer thee. And I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. The problem is, we're running our mouth about our problems, but we're not calling on the God who can solve our problems. We're talking about everything that's wrong, but we're not talking to the One who's right. Good God Almighty. I'm telling you, we need to start spending more time with God and talking about, you know, everybody's hung up. You can't get around people today. And I'm talking about Christian people. Can't get around. Maybe politics don't come up. Trump and Hillary and all this other garbage. Folks, listen to that. Let's talk about the solution. They are not the solution. Neither one of them or both of them together are not the solution. I got a solution today. I got a solution, and He's seated on the throne in heaven, and His name is Almighty God. He's the everlasting God. He's the eternal God. He can do all things above and beyond whatever you can think. And if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will hear from heaven. He said, I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land. Man, there's our solution. Why don't we do it? Amen. Praise God. Woo! Faith in God and His eternal promises today is the strongest weapon today that we have against fear and all these other things that we're facing. If fear is in control of your life, then I'm going to tell you what, God's not. Well, I'm just fearful, preacher. Well, you've just totally kicked God out of your life. You just disregard Him. Faith is a vehicle that takes you to victory. Hallelujah. God leads us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. It is He who makes us to lie down in green pastures. It is He today who leads us beside the still waters. It is He today who restoreth my soul. Oh, David knew what he was talking about, didn't he? I mean, brother, he was plugged into 220. He was plugged into Holy Ghost power. He was plugged into the hot sauce of the Bible. Amen. I mean, bless God, he got a hold of God. And man, when God got a hold of him, let me tell you what, things started to happen. When God, you know, this same guy, David, the same God that David served is the same God we serve today. Woo, Lord have mercy. Somebody ought to shout on that one. Amen. That you got a God who can answer your call and solve your problems and heal your body and supply your needs and be a friend that will stay closer than a brother and never fail you and never falter in your life. Man, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. So the God whom we serve cannot fail. Have you got that? Therefore rejoice, and he said, be exceedingly glad. More sad people in this world today than happy, rejoicing, blessed people. Praise God. If you're saved, your past has been forgiven. Amen. And praise God. If you're not saved, your past can be forgiven. Amen. And today is the place, the altar is the time, and you can come and receive Christ as your personal Savior. God does not see sin. Listen, that He cannot forgive. God can forgive whatever is in your life. I don't care what it is. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. This is the peace. This is the answer God gives to us in time of trouble. And this is the God who can turn all things around. What has your mind today? What's controlling you today? Are you living in worry? I mean, you popping pills in the morning to get you going and popping pills at night to put you to sleep? Come on, y'all. You got the power of the Holy Spirit living within you. He make you sleep like a baby. He make you alert and full of energy during the day. Amen. More Christian, I'm just, oh Lord, oh God. My Lord, don't tell nobody you're born again Christian. Don't tell them you come here. Listen, this is not the way God wants you to live. God has delivered you. God has set you free. God is on your side. You need to rejoice and say, oh yeah, we serve a mighty God, amen. Let me tell you, let me close quickly. Worry, anxiety, and stress is going to destroy you if you don't give it to God. Oh, preacher, I'm just so stressed, I just can't. And I hear the people, I just can't let it go. Oh, really? Is it that you can't let it go, or is it that you don't want to let it go?
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.